Our story in general, I guess, a continuation of that one where we are a little bit inspired by The Prisoner, that's the old 60s British series. So what we have here then is, yes, that human world, which is, you could see here, we show it that way, that it's, I mean, not Truman Show, but it's not that it's all existing inside some dome with everything fake. I mean, lamps and things up in the sky. But the mental cosmos, because that's where the world exists for people, as an image in our minds, can be formed and shaped and manipulated to a quite large extent. And which then, of course, if you accompany it with, which I would say generally happens, an external environment, such as this little nice village where our prisoner is prisoned and everyone is there happy. And I mean, we can think of this world a bit, in a way, I think it is done like that. So we show it that way in our story here, that the people are, this is how it works. The people living in that society, they are taught to, first of all, there's a worldview introduced there subconsciously. It's just deep down there, and you don't even know you have a worldview, but you do. And that's, you could say, the constitution on which you act upon in your daily life. And for instance, many of us 70s kids, we didn't accept the same worldview as our parents had. And therefore we didn't want to play with those rules anymore. We want a revolution and, you know, all of that. We were leftists and the others were rightists, and because we were in the West where everything should be like that. So you're conditioned by the society you grow up in. But not only politically, but the entire lifestyle. And there we say that materialism is, it's a philosophy, but it's a worldview, that everything is only matter. Atoms, molecules, and there is nothing more. Energy. And consciousness is just an illusion or temporary workings in the machinery. And that builds a culture that is also then materialistic. And that's the one we revolted against when we were young. And that's the one I revolted against, and friends with me, when we joined the Hare Krishna movement back in the late 70s. We revolted against materialism as a society, lifestyle, but also as a philosophy of life, a worldview. So we show this hill. This is what I just put it here so I remember. It should be shown throughout the story as well. How now they have created this even more successfully than in the 70s, it seems, or they think. This very neat little society where people, they don't even ask themselves questions about what life is about and worldview and all of that anymore. They don't think they should. If they do, there's something funny with you. Philosopher, come on. Just enjoy life while it lasts. That kind of thing. But then we see that greed is there and lust and people behaving bad toward each other, stealing and cheating, and business is about cheating rather than producing good things and just being smart, whether it's street smart or corporate smart. that kind of thing we show. And but then just as we had it there in the 70s, or we can show it in both those times, we got our P.O., for instance, and the others, his friends there, who revolt against that. And now they are old. And that's where we start, end of war, and they are old. And the old hippies and the old alternativers from the 70s, they wake up again and they teach their kids who are about to step out there and take over the world. Well, start in time, they say. But also some of them are in leadership positions now. Or the children of the old hippies, some of them are in top leadership positions. So things are happening there. And we follow our, for instance, our PO or someone else. I mean, I think that our Fair Lady should also be one of those. The awares, they call themselves. It's a very informal movement going on under the or above the surface, as you say. Youngsters and oldies too, for that sake, who start to suspect. And again, the allegory here to this prisoner series. Start to suspect that this is not reality. This is constructed reality we are living in here. And even they start then realizing that there's a big war thing going on there. There's a completely different thing going on behind the screen. This huge thing between the colonialists and those former colonies and the probably greatest global political, whatever, economical shift that has happened on the planet ever. But those people in the little village there, they don't see that. They just see the good and the bad, and there was a bad guy over there in the east somewhere. They're always in the east somewhere, and the good guys are always there in the west somewhere. And there are different flavors, and it's like a nice movie you can watch, or a series you can watch on Netflix or something. So yeah, something like that.